Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and this is episode 194. And I'm very excited to introduce our guest today, whose name is Amanda. And in fact, by the end of the show, she tells you her whole name and what she does. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a minute. But her name is Amanda, and I'm excited because we've only just finished recording our conversation. And as usual, we record the conversation, then we come back and put the beginning of the show on. So that's how I already know a little bit about her dream and about Amanda. Now, as many of you will know, when we have a guest on the show, the idea is that somebody puts their hand up and says, yes, I'd like to be a guest on the show. We phone or Skype the guest, and it's not until the moment that we press the record button that I know what the dream is, because we know that you, the listeners, love to hear the dream at the same time that I do, and you love to hear my responses and the way that I approach the dream, and that is a key thing that we really like to keep going on the Dream Show. So Amanda, as you'll hear, introduces a very short dream, but a dream that we delve and swim around in and really enjoy and go to town with. And towards the end, you'll be in this position as you listen to this dream. You, as I, and as Michael, who does the technical side of it, but all on the edge of the chair thinking, well, what does she do? What is her job? How can we contact her? So at the end, I gave her the invitation and said, you know, this Dream Show is all about being confidential, but if you're happy to say who you are and give your web address and tell us what it is that you do, feel free to use this space. And if not, that's absolutely fine too. And she did. So just letting you know that as you listen and you get excited, that you do actually get to find out who she is and go to her website and find out all about her at the end. But before we go to Amanda's dream, just a little reminder of my own website. So you can go to janeteresa.com. That's Teresa without an H, to find out about what I do, to read all my blogs, to listen to every episode of The Dream Show that's ever been. That's 194 episodes and more. Or to find out about the courses. And I think on the last podcast show, I mentioned that our second online course, Dream Alchemy, was about to go live at the Dream Academy. It is now live and there. So you can go directly there, which is dream-academy-online.com. Or you can find your way there from janeteresa.com. You can also find me, of course, on social media, Facebook and Instagram being the two main ones. But I know you're excited. Here's Amanda. Welcome to the Dream Show, Amanda.
Thank you, Jane Teresa.
It's lovely to speak with someone nice and close in Brisbane, although I don't know you and I've never met you. It's really lovely to have a guest right here in my own hometown.
Oh, thank you. It's exciting to be on the show. I'm really looking forward to it.
Good. Well, as you know, the whole idea of this show is that I have no idea what dream anybody's going to present until we hit the record button, which we just did a minute ago. So over to you, Amanda. Tell me about your dream.
Okay. So in my dream, I'm with my father and I am fixing up these hairs on his face. And I've trimmed all these hairs, and then he has these two really long, they're almost like wires coming out of his eyebrows, sticking straight out, and they're like 7 inches, and I've cut them back to about 3 or 4, and then he said to me, no, you need to do more on that. And I started saying to him, but I've done these other things. And he said, no, don't tell me about what you've done, just do this that I've asked you to trim this. And I went, oh, okay. I was sort of a bit taken aback. Mm. And then the next thing, he turns around and the back of his head, there is this weed, like you get in the garden, that grow flat and they're in a circle. And it's in the back of his head, and I'm looking at this thinking, okay, this is weird. And so I had to pull this weed from the back of his head, like you would, out of the ground. And it came out easily, and it didn't leave any mark or anything like that. And then I turned him around, and I still had to fix up these wire-looking things that were coming out of his eyebrow. And that was my dream.
Wow. I love
strange,
it.
I know.
And I just need to check, you weren't sort of doing any weeding with that kind of weeds the day before, you know, like weeding in your dreams, going, oh, I've got to get these weeds in here somewhere. It wasn't as simple as that.
No, I haven't done any gardening.
Oh, good, that's great.
At all.
So it's lovely and symbolic. Okay, now your dad, when was this dream, Amanda?
Probably a couple of nights ago. It's very, very recent.
Oh, fantastic. That's great. So for anyone listening in, you know, the dream relates initially to the day or two before. So that's easy for you to remember when that time period was, Amanda, as we go through this.
Yes.
And is your dad still alive?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. And is he very much in your life?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. And do you, we've got to cover the basics. So do you ever do his eyebrows or hair?
No,
good.
But I want to.
You want to?
Not anymore. When I was younger.
Why? Just because you wanted to practice on someone, or because you wanted to trim him up?
Because I just wanted to trim, you know. Because I used to do those sort of things for a living, so.
Ah, right, okay. So that may be one of the key things about the dream. Oh, yes, I can see. Because at one point, right in the middle there, he says to you, don't tell me about what you've done, just do this.
Yeah.
And then maybe that will refer to many things, but it may be to do with where you used to have a job trimming hair and doing things, and like, don't tell me about what you've done in the past. So there's maybe a dream reference to that. You know, that's in the past, we're going on to something else now. There's also that lovely feeling there, isn't there, about let's not look back, let's just concentrate on the task in front of you.
Yes.
Did you in the dream? Did you want to do that task in front of you? I know you said you really wanted to trim back the eyebrows, but was there something else that you would rather have been doing, or were you quite happy to be doing this trimming?
In the dream, it didn't feel like I wanted to be doing anything else. I was quite happy with what I was doing.
Mm.
I was happy to help him. There was no problem with that.
That's great. So you were happy to help him. But you preferred helping him at the front end with the eyebrow wires rather than the back end weeding.
Yeah. Well, it was a surprise when his head turned and there was weed, so.
I love it. How would you describe your dad's personality in three words?
Reserved, quiet, and helpful.
So he's also helpful, and you were enjoying helping him in the dream?
Yes.
Mm. And does he talk much when you're together?
Yes, we talk a lot.
Mm.
Yeah, we do.
So although he's reserved in public and you see him as reserved, he's actually quite open with lots of conversation with you?
Yes, we've always been very good with our own personal conversations, but socially he would be quieter.
Mm. I love the feeling, Amanda, when you mentioned his eyebrows, and of course we all know that as men age, their eyebrows and their ears sort of, you know, start to sprout a few wires. Mm. but there was, as you described it, I almost got the feeling of it's almost like they're wires for radar, you know, reaching out to connect or to receive signals. It was almost that idea, it just popped into my head, that they're like, you know, receiving information, receiving signals. Oh, yeah. That was the kind of feeling that I got. Although, of course, you wanted to chop them back. And I wondered right at the beginning of the dream, because one of the best ways to look at a dream is, as you know, is to regard everybody and everything in the dream as something to do with the dreamer. And so right at the beginning, I was thinking, I just got this feeling, there's something about Amanda that is like, I am very good with my intuition or with reaching out or with feeling or some kind of radar thing here. And yet you want to cut back on it, because in the dream, it's like, no, I want to cut back. I want to, that they shouldn't be 7 inches long. They should be 3 or 4. And he's saying, no, even less, bring it back in.
Yeah.
So there's that kind of feeling there. And, you know, numbers and dreams can be quite interesting, because while all the other symbols tend to be surreal and bizarre and difficult to get a handle on, Our dreaming brains are actually quite good with numbers. So the 7 and the 3 or 4 may refer to, and we'll explore it, they may refer to 7 years ago or 7 months ago or 7 days ago or when I was 7, you know, anything like that compared to 3 to 4. But since these eyebrow wires have kind of grown, and the fact that you call them wires too, I mean, wires are, we have internet wires, we have aerial wires, you know, wires are things for connecting, aren't they?
That's true, yes, they are.
So if you started with them being 7 inches long, this is a bit of a shot in the dark, but if you went back 7 years ago, that would be, oh, that's really easy because this is 2017, so that would be 2000, winter 2000. Did something begin to grow then for you around maybe that idea of wires or reaching out or intuition?
7 years ago. I think 7 years ago I would have started to really think about changing the work that I do. And even though I didn't step into it, oh, this is interesting, okay, so I didn't really step into it till probably 2 or 3 years ago.
Ah, good.
So there, yeah, that's probably what it is. And my work is intuitive work.
Ah, excellent.
I've always been intuitive and always been able to, you know things and all of that sort of stuff, but I never actually stepped into doing that kind of work. I did use it in my old field, but now it is actually my work, is working with people intuitively.
That is absolutely fantastic. So I wonder why, so we've got a wonderful connection with the 7 there, that 7 years ago was when you started to think about changing it and moving more into using your natural gift. And in the dream, I wonder why you were cutting them back. You know, as you say, the 3 to 4 is similar to 2 to 3 years ago when you started, but your dad even tells you more to cut back a little bit more. So why would you want to cut back on a gift that you want to use, I'm thinking at this stage, but we explore that as we go through with the dream. I'm just putting that question out there at the moment. Is your dad pretty intuitive as well?
Yes, he is.
Okay, so
he worked in similar kind of work that I'm doing now.
Oh, great. Yeah. So he's actually a really brilliant symbol right at the start of the dream.
Yes.
For that part of you. So he's representing not only perhaps, you know, because a person in a dream, when I said to you, what are the 3 words that you would use to describe his personality? And you said reserved, quiet and helpful. That's often one of the key things with a person in a dream, is to try to find out what they're representing personality wise or approach to life wise, because that can be the issues that you're dreaming about. And they may still be. But the fact that you've really pinpointed him now between both of us, as he was in this work before you were in this work.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so he's right at the beginning of the dream. Go on, I know you want to say something.
Yeah, I do. I'm just thinking, when he said cut it back even more, if we're going from 7 years and then back to more recently the last few years, and then if we're going back even further, would that be now? Would that be representing...
That's a really good thought, yes. Yes.
Now?
Yeah, particularly because he says just do this, so it brings it up to the now, doesn't it?
Yeah. So that makes a lot of sense, because I am right on the point of just really stepping right in and this being the only work that I do.
Fantastic.
So, yes.
Yeah, and he's saying that there, just do this, which is not only a sense of the now that I got, but as you said, I want to just only do this work, just do this. Yeah. Don't tell me about what you've done. So there may also be a sense of either, and we are going to get on to the rest of the dream, but either a sense of you, and I have to tell listeners, I actually don't know what Amanda does, so I'm just swimming around in this until she tells us later. I mean, I understand you're doing something intuitive. But you know, if you were thinking of marketing what you do, one aspect of marketing is tell me what you've done. I've done this, this, this. I've done this, this, this. So that advice from the father in the dream, don't tell me about what you've done. Maybe on one level, maybe just focus on marketing what you actually do rather than giving a history. But my deeper feeling about that, Amanda, is that we're every single one of us human beings very good at self-doubt. So yes. There can be that feeling of, I've got to be able to explain to people why I can do this by giving my history. I'll tell you what I've done in the past, rather than just turn up and just do this because this is what you do.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm.
A lot of sense.
So you then got two turnarounds in the dream. You know, your dad turned around, you saw the back of his head, and then you turned him around to do the front again. So even though that was physically turning around in the dream, that the way that we talk about our dreams, or the words or the concepts that our dream uses, we need to sometimes take them out of context and focus on those. So what I'm really saying is you've got two turnarounds in your dream. And you're saying that at the moment it's kind of like you're, I guess, a bit of a turnaround, and that I'm thinking now of just focusing on this one thing. The first turnaround, even though he says, don't tell me about what you've done. Now, when I think about what I've done, I'm thinking about what's behind me. And I'm thinking about what I'm doing now is in my body now. And what I'm doing in the future is like in front of me. So if I go back to, don't tell me about what you've done, I'm looking behind me. He turned around and you looked behind his head.
Yes.
So there was a sense of turning around and actually seeing the past. And there's one of those flat weeds that grow in a circle there, which you had to pull out.
Yeah.
Now, when you actually, we'll go more symbolically into it, but when you actually think of that weed, does it have any particular meaning to you, that weed, other than any other kind of weed that might come into your dream?
No. Other than that they're easy, you know, they're usually easy to remove.
Yeah.
in a real sense, if you're weeding the garden, they're pretty easy to remove.
Are they like they've just got one central root, but they look really big and circular, and then when you pull them up, it's just that little root in the middle? Is it like that?
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So it's something that appears to be on the back of his head that appears to be quite big, but it's actually only got one small root and it's not very deep. It's just something that needs to be pulled out.
Yes, that's exactly it, yes.
Mm. But it's in a circle. You know, when you said circle, I thought, well, as men age and lose their hair, there's sometimes a circle on the back of their heads as well. But I think that was just my brain going, oh, that's interesting. but the fact that you focused on a circle too, and a circle's a pretty potent symbol, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's kind of a whole thing. But also what comes to mind to me is a circle, like a circle of people. Have you done anything like run a circle of people before?
No, I haven't actually.
Not like an association or a group or a circle?
No.
No,
I haven't.
I don't know why that occurred to me, but we'll just put that there because that's sitting there. But has your dad done circles in any sense in the past?
He used to assist with working with groups of people, but he didn't run them.
Right. And you're not aware whether they were actually called circles?
No, they weren't.
They weren't. They no, weren't. I must be no. up the wrong garden path there. Need to weed that one. So there's definitely a sense of, in this turnaround, there's something I, Amanda, need to weed or move out, get rid of, in order to move forward.
Okay.
So, but what I like about in the dream is A, it was easy, and B, you actually did it in the dream. Now, if the dream had ended with, oh, I've got all these weeds, I'm pulling them up, I can't get rid of them, we'd be saying, well, what is it that you need to unroot from your life and get rid of? But in the dream, yeah. you actually did it.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And it was easy.
Yes. So I'd say, you know, if your dream started with, I've got a weed and I've got to get it out, and it's gone, it would be something that happened a long time ago. But because suddenly in the dream there's a problem of the weed and then you get rid of it, I wouldn't be surprised if you either in the couple of days leading up to it kind of got rid of something in your life or kind of weeded it out, or it could even be weeding out because it was on the head, a belief or a thought. system, or whether you actually did that in your dream, and it will, because the dream is only a couple of nights ago, that it will gradually sort of creep into your consciousness of, actually, I've just kind of weeded out that thought or belief. It's completely gone now. That was really easy.
That's very interesting, yeah. Because I do get different shifts in thought patterns and things like that, especially as I go on with my work, because things change rapidly and working with people helps you see things and helps you change things in yourself when you recognise them in others. So I do find that.
Where you work, that's beautifully described, so I totally agree with you there. I learn so much from other people's dreams and working with them.
Yeah.
And that's it's a great reason for, you know, another reason why we do the dream show, that so that everyone learns by listening to other people's dreams. So bearing that in mind, in the couple of days before your dream, were you working with someone that might have created a big shift in you?
It's interesting. Before I had the dream, I had actually been working over a couple of days with various people at an expo.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw a common feeling in people, and I worked with all these people, and they all had this same particular feeling for all different kinds of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very interesting to me to observe it in other people and help them release it.
That's so wonderful.
I did help a lot of people see things very differently when I was working with them. And it did assist me in making a decision that I would try something else in my work. So that could be it too.
That sounds very much like it.
And it
was actually easy to see that.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, because when I was doing the work, it wasn't any big decisions or, you know, any big things in me. It was just a very easy sort of flow that I could see sort of the next thing that I wanted to do.
And if you go on the symbolism of the dream there too, it's almost as if you were helping people with those feelings in their past because of the weed being on the back of the head. So while doing it for yourself, you're also cutting people's past away so that they could be more fully present.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is.
Yes. Oh, great.
That is it, yes.
Aren't dreams wonderful that they have those different levels in them? You know, that the dream is primarily all about you, the dreamer, and then it can also reflect aspects of things that you've done and then, you know, the people that you worked with. And we will move forward from here, but I've noticed that you've said the word interesting a lot while we've been talking. And the focus on this particular dream, I know you will have other dreams with different focus, but the focus on this particular dream is on the head and the head and thoughts. So you did mention working at the expo with people's feelings, which will be more the heart, but your focus is interesting and in the head at the moment. So there's a real focus on beliefs and the head.
Yes, and when I do help the people, it does shift their perception on a particular situation. So they understand it. They understand why the feeling is there. They understand how it's relating to a situation that happened at another time that, you know, it's like they have an emotional memory back to that first event. So there's more impact because it's not just one occurrence.
Yes.
So helping people understand those things helps them release and move forward as well as working with the heart. So
yes,
that makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely, yeah. So working with the head end to automatically release the heart and everything else behind them, all those weeds.
Yes,
Yeah.
And it is interesting because I looked at this dream and I thought, oh my goodness, what does this mean? So it is extremely interesting to do this with you and hear about it. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, we'll take it. It's a pleasure. We'll take it a bit further too. It's working with your own dreams is much harder than working with other people's.
Yes.
Because your own dream is your own stuff and your own dream, and very, very close. So you then, after releasing that weed, which was a lovely reflection of the work that you had done at the expo, there was then another turnaround. So that is done. You turn them around, and then I can't quite read my writing at the end, but I think I wrote that you still wanted to cut down the wires from the eyebrows, or you started to. Did he want you to, or... did you actually do it at the end?
By that stage, when I turned him around, I didn't really want to do it. It didn't feel like I had to do it, and he wasn't really saying anything.
Mm.
It's sort of like that was just the end then.
Mm. So the eyebrow... Sorry.
No, that's okay. Yeah, so it was still there, but there was no discussion or any real feeling about it. It was just looking at him, and that was the end of the dream.
Was it an acceptance of the eyebrow wires, or not even that?
I guess it was, because it was just a really easy feeling. It wasn't any, you know, in that really neutral state, if you're really centered, you can get into that neutral state, and that's what it felt like.
Mm.
You didn't feel like there was any emotion or any other feeling.
Mm.
Yeah.
So on another level of that, having taken out, as you did at the expo, having taken out the people's weeds in their head, you release the emotions in the heart, and that leaves you with the neutral space.
Yes. Yes, it's exactly right.
So you did it for them and you did it for yourself.
Yes.
So, although it's a bizarre symbol, it's kind of like, and I hope this doesn't actually happen to your eyebrows, energetically speaking, you now have eyebrow wires, don't you? Because they're in your dream and you've accepted them and you're neutral about them, you're okay. I'm okay about this radar. So, would you say that eyebrow wires are receiving information or... giving out energy, or both, or, you know, now that you've kind of got a feeling for the symbolism, what is the role of these eyebrow wires that you now have?
Okay. That's interesting. Yes, they are. It sort of feels like they almost let me know where I am. I don't know whether you call it a timeline or a radar, but it's that. Yeah, that's how it feels.
So they help you find your space.
Yes.
If they let you know where you are.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So the dream could have picked. It could have picked ear wires. It could have picked. Which would have been a good symbol, because it would have been intuitively kind of audio sentient. Is that the word? You know, picking up through your ears, listening to an inner voice. There could have been nose hairs, which would have been very appropriate, because your nose might be, you know, sniffing your way forward, your intuition, or the cat sniffing its way forward, or the cat's whiskers that measure the space in front of it before they pass through a narrow space. So your dream could have picked quite symbolically and quite accurately for your intuition wires out of the ears or out of the nose, which would also fit an older gentleman, but it picked eyebrows.
Yeah.
So what's your feeling for the symbolism of the eyebrow and the placement of the wires coming out there?
Eyebrows are around the third eye, though, too, aren't they?
Yes.
Which is your intuitive centre.
Yeah.
Where your intuition actually comes from.
Mm.
It's the pineal gland.
Mm. So it's coming from there, and it's been growing there for a long time, and there's a question of how much do I trim down and how much do I accept. So in that sense, as a highly intuitive person from the third eye, are there sometimes when you feel that you're gathering too much information, there's too much radar going on, there's too much information coming to you that you want to cut back on or not?
Yes, I'm very aware of knowing things about people just by looking at them. So I choose to, I can look at people and get information, but at the same time, it's like a professional boundary of I can see things, but I'm not going to read anybody. I would never try and get information about anybody unless they've actually asked permission.
Yes.
You know, for me to get that information. Even though a lot of things are quite obvious. You know, like you could look at somebody and think they've got brown hair and blue eyes. It's the same thing. Like I can see things, but I won't go any further than that because it's not my business.
Yeah, I can see that. So, it's not your business and there's ethics involved there. Why would you have that gift if you were not to use it in some kind of context, like if you ask permission to read them?
Well, once they want to work with me, then I can give them any information comes. You know, I don't have any problem with doing it that way.
So you're talking about people walking down the street that you're tuning into that you shouldn't be tuning into?
Yeah, or having a conversation with someone.
Oh, okay.
I'm very aware that I don't, you know.
Yes.
Don't start getting too much information. So I do, in a sense, stop things at times just for that reason.
So there's that question then, isn't it? Like, how much do I trim back? How much, or do I? Is it something that you permanently trim back, or do you trim it back under some circumstances and let it grow under other circumstances, as you've described?
Yeah, because I think when you say trim back, many, many years ago when I was younger, information just used to rush towards me and I get all these pieces of information about people. And because I had just started a conversation with them. And I did actually stop it because it was too overwhelming. Because I was a lot younger then. So it didn't feel right to know all these things about people.
Yeah.
You know, just because you're standing there talking to them.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Absolutely, yes, it does.
Yeah. So, yes, I have trimmed back at different times and been very careful with what I read with people.
So given that, you know, you've said that there have been some turnarounds and you have really just almost just now in the last few days decided to focus on, change the work you do and focus on just this one area. You know, that would highlight this question of when do I switch on, off, trim back, extend my radar. How has discussing this dream, has discussing the dream really just shown you what you already know and sort of proven in a way that the dream is reflecting what's happening for you, or has it added deeper insight that you can use to either fine-tune what you do or do it more confidently? How has what we've done so far helped you, would you say?
Okay. It has shown me very definitely that I'm ready to step up and just do this work. It's shown me that is clearly really what I want to do, because I'm taking something out that I didn't want, and at the end it's a peaceful feeling, so it's right, it's the right thing.
Yes.
And although I'm confident when I talk to people, it is still a big step. You know, like you said before, maybe being a bit sort of like, oh, I don't know. Very confident with what I do. It is that stepping in that last little bit that, yes, I think it's probably why I had the dream to show me that, because I didn't really understand the dream at all before we started talking. So it has been very good to give me that clarity.
Yes.
I hope that answers the question.
Oh, absolutely. It's beautiful. Yeah, it's really lovely. So when you say... And I totally understand what you're saying, and I'm sure everyone listening in does too, that you're completely confident about your abilities and your work, but there's something else that's stopping you. You know, is it putting a label on around your neck? Is it going public? Is it marketing? What is the thing is that little step that you've just got to feel that I'm not quite there, I've got to take this extra step?
It probably is a bit around marketing and a bit about the public, because I did make, when I said before I made that decision, I do want to actually talk to people about what I've learnt, so it helps people with their own healing and their own understanding.
Yes.
So that is a big step to, you know, to stand up in front of people and say that. And although I can speak in front of people, it's not a fear of getting on a stage. It is that, you know, well, here I am. would know what I mean.
I do know what you mean, yes.
You're on television.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no stepping out of the spotlight once you're in it.
I don't say that I want to do that, but yeah.
So, that's really interesting. And you're saying that because in the dream your father said, don't tell me what you've done, just do this. And you're saying, yeah, but I actually do want to tell people, or I realise I've got to overcome this step because at some level I do want to tell people about what I've done and how I've got to this place. So there's some part of you. Now, a dream doesn't tell us what to do or what not to do. It shows us what it is, and then we look at that and we draw our conclusions from that, and you've drawn yours beautifully, you know, right in alignment with what your dream is showing you about where you're at. There's a sense that at some level your dream is, and I think this may be the teeny weeny weeny little block, is saying, don't tell me about what you've done, just do this. There's a part of you that's saying, maybe, I don't know where the block is saying, maybe there's one part of me that says, I want to tell people my story and how I've got there, how I've got here. And the other part of myself, which is more unconscious and is speaking in the dream, says, don't tell me what you've done, just do this work. So there's a little bit of an inner tussle going on there. And I don't know, you don't know at the moment what the right answer is, because some people, I think probably the common wisdom these days, or maybe not a common wisdom, what's the word I'm looking for? The common approach, the modern approach, is that practitioners of whatever should have a story to tell. This is my story. This is what it did for me. This is how it can transform you. And that is a common approach. And it's valid. It's great. It's wonderful. And people do want to know people's stories. But on the other hand, an uncommon approach may also be good, where you don't tell people your story. You just say, well, I have this gift. Let me demonstrate it to you. I don't need to justify it or explain it or give you the background for it. I can just do it. And as I say, Amanda, neither a right or wrong to me. I'm just reading the dream and reading the dilemma within you. How do you feel about that?
Spot on, because I don't really want to stand up and talk about myself.
No.
I want to talk about what I have learnt in working with other people.
Yes.
And how I've noticed things in common and, you know, with energy and how we go back, like I was saying before, and things that happened in different circumstances affect us now, even though consciously, like this dream, you may not understand it. If you looked at it, you probably wouldn't connect them.
Mm.
But they are connected and they do make a difference. So it is that sort of work more that I want to do than I don't really want to talk about myself.
Yes. That's really good, because I'm sure that you're an absolutely beautiful and gorgeous person, and I'm sure you've got some amazing healing and courageous stories to tell people. But in the dream, it's suggesting a slightly different approach and what you're feeling is a slightly different approach there. Plus, I think, you know, there is such an emphasis. I mean, I have talked to people who've said to me, I'm not telling who they are, so I can tell this story, who have said to me things like, I've been told that I need to find a painful story to tell people in order to attract clients. And I'm picturing, if people have told me that, I'm picturing how many people are walking around going, oh, can I dredge up a story and make it sound more painful than it is to attract clients, which is not a bona fide way of ethical way of approach in my book. And I think in yours. So there's that question. If you genuinely do, there's a lot of people out there with genuine pain that they have healed or suffering they've gone through, and they do have a story to tell, and it's valid, and they should tell it. But there's a heap of other people who are thinking, hey, that's a really good business model. I should be doing that. So it's kind of refreshing.
I don't know that it's a good business.
No. So it's kind of...
I don't think it's a good business model.
No. So it's refreshing to know that you've got a different way that you would present everything.
Yes, well, I could, you know, tell some stories of things that have happened, but I don't view them like that anymore because I've worked on healing them. So they're just experiences now. They're not something to be dragged up and, you know, paraded about, I guess, is how I see it.
Yes, yeah, totally agree. So there's one last thing that we can choose to do with a dream, and that's the dream alchemy component. Now, usually dream alchemy, I'm just explaining for listeners who may be listening to this for the first time, in the work that I do with dreams, there's two components. There's the first one is to understand the dream and relate it, as we have just done with Amanda's dream. And then the second step is, if there is a block or a limitation, or if the dream highlights something that suggests that the person has an unresolved business, a feeling that needs to be released, a thought or belief system that is limiting them or blocking them, then we bring in an exercise called dream alchemy, which is effectively reprogramming the unconscious mind, or reprogramming those unconscious beliefs, or releasing that feeling, or rewiring the brain. These are all different languages for much the same thing. And on the other hand, if you've got a dream that is really positive and uplifting, and it's like it's going, yeah, everything's just cool here, which is more where yours is, you can then choose to also do a dream alchemy practice, which is where you basically say to your unconscious mind, yeah, right on, let's have more of this, let's really amp it up, let's make this really big, let's really bring on the confidence, and if there's any teeny weeny little bits of dilemmas in there, we're going to ride over them. So that's the function of the dream alchemy. And the way that it works, there are a number of different ways. It's quite a big, deep, complex art and science, but the basic way that dream alchemy works is that it's a little bit like if you do a conscious world affirmation. You might do an affirmation or a visualization about some aspect of your life, but it's your conscious mind has made it up and you're using conscious mind language, and it doesn't actually address your unconscious mind. And the unconscious mind is so powerful that it doesn't matter what you decide to do consciously and how many times you tell your conscious mind that you're going to do this thing, or you affirm this, or you visualize this. If your unconscious mind's got a different plan, it's going to be the more powerful. So because a lot of our symbols and our dreams come from our own personal unconscious, the dream alchemy exercises or practices involve working with those symbols from your unconscious mind. So it's like if we did a dream alchemy practice and we brought in eyebrow wires for your dream, Amanda, we would be talking to your unconscious mind using its own language. When we talked eyebrow wires, we'd be saying to your unconscious mind, my intuitive ability, or some of the other things we've discussed. if we talked, if you did an exercise and it was about pulling out this weed, this particular kind of weed that you can see so clearly because it was in your dream, your unconscious mind would go, yeah, I know it's not a weed. That's my language for the way in which you work, releasing stuff for people or letting go of things. So in your dream, what outcome would you like to have? Would you like to kind of amp up any of these outcomes, like grow the eyebrow wires longer or deal with that sentence, don't tell me what you've done, just do this? Is there anything in your dream that stands out that you'd like to kind of tweak in some way that is like tweaking your unconscious mind, make it even happier to achieve the desired outcome?
I think it was when it was the don't tell me what you've done, because it was like taking a second look. It was like, oh, there's a different way of looking at things.
Mm.
That's going to make a difference.
Yes.
Because that's what I like in my real life. I like change. I like my consciousness changing. So I think that was the moment that really caught my attention.
Yes. So I agree, and it was right before the two turnarounds in the dream as well. So would you, considering your unconscious mind came up with that, don't tell me about what you've done, just do this, is that the sentence you want to go with, or do you want to change that?
Well, it was sort of like, just get on with it.
Yeah, the just do this.
That was a feeling. It was like, just do it.
Yes, yeah. Okay. So, although you don't actually need dream alchemy because you're just raring to get off this phone and go and do it.
No.
My suggestion would be, I mean, you're intuitive, you could probably work out your own dream alchemy here, but I have a sense that actually physically turning around, to actually stand up, not while we're on the phone, but to stand up and do that turning around to represent the change that you so enjoy, the turnarounds that can be, and just saying, just do this, to maybe, even though that sounds like a conscious world affirmation, just do this, it came from your unconscious mind, it had the sense of your father about it, so it is an unconscious piece of wisdom that you want to bring more into your conscious life. So you could play with this, you could have it just as an affirmation. You could have it as a sense of your father's energy uniting with yours. You can have a sense of your father's voice saying, just do this. You can have a sense of doing some artwork, or even just finding a photo of your dad at an appropriate age in his life that seems to suit, and put up a photo with a bubble coming out of his mouth saying, just do this, to play around with some of those symbols and create something that you either do or look at or even write. You could write just a kind of stream of unconsciousness, a page or a poem entitled Just Do This, and just really play on bringing that out and emphasizing and amplifying that wonderful phrase from your dream, which is going to speak you into more and more confidence as you simply just do this.
That sounds fantastic, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doing the standing and turning and the writing of it, it's definitely the things that I would do.
Yes.
They fit in with me, yeah.
Great, that's fantastic. It's a pleasure. What would you... Now, this is totally confidential, and you have every right to stay confidential, but I know everybody listening in will be going, what does she do? What can she do? And some might even be saying, how can I contact her? If you would like to tell us what you do, please feel free to use the space. If you would like to give a web address or something, please feel free to use the space. If you'd rather not, please feel free to say so.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm an intuitive energy healer.
Ah.
Yes. So my website is www.amandamackay.com.au.
Is that all one word, Amanda Mackay?
It is. Yes, it is all one word.
And how do you spell Mackay?
Mackay.
So, Amanda Mackay, MACKAY.com.au. So all you people that are not in Australia, .au. Don't go away and go .com because you won't find it. .au stands for Australia. Great, that's fantastic. Oh, I'm so pleased and I'm so glad that we talked, and there'll be people jumping up and down all over the world wanting to speak to you. Is there anything Thank else you. You wanted to ask before we say goodbye?
No, not at all. That was fantastic. It was a really great experience. Thank you so much for allowing me to come on and talk to you. It was great because I had absolutely no idea what that could mean. So the clarity has been fantastic. Thank you so much, Jane Teresa. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. And thank you so much for being courageous enough to come on the show, which it does take courage. And I'm so pleased that you did. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
That was just wonderful, wasn't it? So before you all rush off and go to amandamackay.com.au, thank you for listening to yet another episode of The Dream Show. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, go to janeteresa.com, go to podcasts, under podcasts, go to contribute your dream. I think that's what it says. Contact me on Instagram or Facebook to say hello. Go to janeteresa.com, find out what else I do. And of course, just a reminder about that online course on Dream Alchemy is at dream-academy-online.com as well. You can listen to every episode of The Dream Show at janeteresa.com, and you can always listen to the last 10 episodes on iTunes. We'd love some reviews on iTunes. I know it's really complicated to do, but if you're really enjoying The Dream Show, it'd be great if you could put a review on iTunes. I think they only publish the reviews once there are quite a large number of them there, which is a bit daunting and a bit annoying, but reviews would be fantastic. Otherwise, please, we are listened to in 26 countries, so please do endlessly share the link to The Dream Show. It's a free resource for everybody, as long as they can get on the internet and understand English language, to be able to listen to on a regular basis, once a month, to increase their own understanding about their own dreams. And as we discussed with Amanda as well, to simply learn and gain wisdom to apply in their own lives from listening to other people's life stories and dreams. The next episode of The Dream Show, episode 195, is due out on the 15th of September 2017, if you're listening to this in real time. Have a wonderful week, a wonderful month even, before then. Oh, why not a wonderful day and a wonderful evening and a wonderful morning as well. And I'll speak to you next time. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.